Today on Politics in Action, the effect of Bill 21 on young prospective educators, what the rest of Canada thinks about it, and a special inside look from an elementary school teacher. Later on in the show, special guest Matt Rainsford joins us to discuss his upcoming role as a member of Bishop's University's Model United Nations Practicum. 2019 is the year of an interesting phenomenon in the province of Quebec. The resurgence of Quebec nationalism has aligned itself with exclusionary rhetoric. This push for secularization is negatively impacting Canada's multicultural fabric. Earlier this week, I spoke to students enrolled in Bishop's University's elementary education program. This program offers prospective teachers the opportunity to work in schools to fulfill their degree's practical component. Many of our future educators express their faith through portraying openly religious symbols. The sudden implementation of Bill 21 has forced many students to withdraw from this education program. Implementing the harsh reality of them choosing between practicing their faith and having a successful teaching career. This poor exercise by Quebec's government is currently being exposed by municipalities across the country. Notably in the city of Calgary, where Mayor Naheed Nenshi stated, "This bill is not about religious neutrality. It's not about secularism, the separation of church and state. Doesn't mean you can't have any faith in the public square. It means the opposite. It means no one religion can dominate over others, and people of every faith are welcome in the public square. And what we have here is a law that was specifically written to target three groups of people: Muslim women who wear the hijab, Sikhs who wear the turban, and Jewish men who wear the yarmulke. This is deliberately discriminatory by design, and we have to stand up against it." Nenshi has used his position as mayor of Calgary to unanimously denounce Bill 21 in Calgary City Council, while also working to form a coalition of municipalities opposing this bill throughout the country. Interestingly, this is one of the sole affirmative stances taken by a Canadian politician, which is troubling because federal leaders constantly discuss the importance of diversity and inclusion. Ultimately, Nenshi correctly highlights the problems with Bill 21, calling its discriminatory nature into question through analyzing its operation under the guise of secularism, which effectively creates a societal cleavage between us and them. This bill is divisive and must be struck down. Otherwise, Canadians will continue to suffer from this unacceptable human rights abuse. Earlier this week, I sat down with a Bishop's University education student pursuing their practicum. Like many public sector employees, this person fears that speaking out against Bill 21 will affect their career prospects as a teacher in Quebec. They wrote a spoken word poem and have agreed to share it anonymously. For this reason, I will be voicing this piece of protest in order to protect their identity. Excitement and cheer fills the air. While the children run through the halls, the teachers stop them and glare. "Slow down," they shout, "it's barely December." "But Christmas is coming. Life couldn't be better." The school brings out their tinsel and wreaths. "It's all snow now. The trees don't have leaves." The teachers put on their favorite Christmas sweaters, bearing their spirit. Soon in English, the kids will write Santa a letter. As the holiday spirit fills everyone, I can't help but think about Quebec's Bill 21. How is it our schools have Christmas concerts and fairs, but there are people in Quebec who can't even work because of what they wear? They say it's about secularism, but I have one major criticism. Teachers can share their favorite Christmas gear in schools where religion is not meant to appear. A hijab or turban are not welcome in this nation. They push religious values. That's grounds for termination. I don't want to stop the holiday celebration, but I can't help but feel overwhelming frustration. If the government makes a law like Bill 21, then why is it being applied to some, but not everyone? Deck the Halls is a spoken word protest written by a Bishop's University education student. In late November, Manitoba's government posted advertisements titled 21 Reasons to Feel at Home in Manitoba. An example of this advertisement features a man wearing a yarmulke and a woman wearing a hijab with pride. These openly religious displays are designed to inform targeted individuals that they are welcome in Manitoba, regardless of their faith, and they do not have to choose between their religion or career. This ad states 21 facts about Manitoba, ranging from the francophonie to affordability and positive quality of life for its residents. The most important reason that finishes the list at 21st is the statement that Manitobans welcome diversity and know that multiculturalism is a strength for our communities and our economy. This statement speaks volumes, as it calls out the true nature of Bill 21. In response to this ad, CAC leader François Legault stated that Manitoba should mind its own business. This defensive approach to the subject by the CAC fails to understand the consequences of this bill for many Canadians. It portrays an ignorant attitude that currently represents the province of Quebec. Next up on the show, Bishop's University student Matt Rainsford talks about the National Model United Nations. I'd like to introduce Matt Rainsford, a student who is a member of the Bishop's University 2020 Model United Nations team, also known as NMUN. Can you tell us what NMUN is about?
Yeah, so throughout the year, we practice towards the simulation in New York City. So we get assigned in teams of two to certain committees within the UN, such as the First General Assembly Committee or the UNHCR in my case. You learn about how things are run at the UN, how the committees are conducted, and then at the end of March you go to New York City and then you go about things as United Nations would, in a way.
What are you passionate about in the realm of international relations? What made you choose to become part of the NMUN team this year?
One of my possible career paths that really interests me is working for the UN or doing humanitarian work, and a lot of that can fall under the umbrella of institutions within ECOSOC. So I thought a good step towards that would to be learn about how things are conducted in the UN by taking the United Nations course. And so far it's been a wonderful decision because the course also helps you a lot with your public speaking because you have to be making presentations in front of the class. And in New York, you'll have to be talking in front of your committee, working in groups. It's a very useful experience.
A certain portion of the Model UN course is funded by generous donors, but the students have to cover a large portion of the fund. So how are you fundraising for this trip?
Well, we started off the year by fundraising, by having a photo booth at homecoming, and we successfully raised about $500. We've been collecting cans and then returning them, which has given us a little bit of money. We've started to have more social media outreach so that we can share our fundraising efforts, which will ramp up a lot more next semester. Things like bake sales. And we also created a GoFundMe to help cover some of the costs. The website is gofundme.com/F/BUMUN. And we'll see how much we end up covering with that. But you can also find our Facebook page, which is Bishop's University Model United Nations Delegation.
What is the amount that you are looking to fundraise, the total end goal, would you say?
On GoFundMe especially? Specifically?
Yeah, specifically on GoFundMe.
We're looking anywhere between a few hundred to about 5,000.
Okay.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, so that would greatly benefit the students because traveling to New York is very costly for someone on a student budget.
Yeah, and we have to pay for the bus, we have to pay for the hotel, the New York City experience.
Yeah.
So it'll be rather costly, but it's a wonderful experience, and there's a lot of really wonderful students that are dedicated to the Bishops community that are going, like the head of the debate team, the head of the Academic Honors Society, the head of the running club. A lot of us are very involved in the Bishops community.
Can you drop the link of the GoFundMe again, just so that our listeners can log on and donate some money?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kabir. The link is gofundme.com/F/BUMUN. Thank you.
It was nice to have you, Matt, on the show. Best of luck with your fundraising effort. I hope that you enjoy New York in the coming months.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And that's a wrap for our 2019 Politics in Action series. I'd like to thank David and Maureen Dillon Teasdale for making this possible, as well as Dr. Gerald Sabin for his assistance in Canadian political affairs. I'm your host, Kabir, signing off. We'll see you next year. You're listening to The Cube on 88.9 FM.